We're going to go into the second part of our series, Learning How to Live in God's Favor. This is part two, Learning How to Live in God's Favor. Part two, our foundational scripture is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30, and we're reading it out of the Message Bible. Let us begin to read on tonight. And it reads, "Are you tired, worn out, burnt out on religion? Come to me," Jesus said. "Get away with me," Jesus said, "and you'll recover your life." He said, "I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Cooperate with me. Collaborate with me." Jesus said, "Watch how I do it. Watch how I do it." In other words, what Jesus is saying here, he's saying, pay close attention to how I do things. Now, this is a side note. You need to write this down. In order for you to know how Jesus does things, you need to go to the gospel, and every single scripture that is in red, you need to learn it. You need to read it. You need to observe. Go to the gospels, four gospels in the New Testament. There are four gospels in that New Testament, and every single word in red, that is Jesus telling you how he does things, how the kingdom operate, the way of the kingdom, the thoughts of the kingdom, the concepts of the kingdom, how to tap into the favor of God and see that favor increase in your life. How many want favor to increase in this season? Yeah, you want favor. You know what favor is? It's power, it's influence, it's resources. How many need some power? Some influence. Now, most definitely some resources. I'm saying, don't be afraid to say it. Say, "I need some resources." Yeah. Come on, look at your neighbor and prophesy to him. Say, "I need some resources." Come on, make a declaration. Say, "I need some resources." Yeah. Now, listen to this here. Now, Philippians 4:19, say, "My God shall supply all my need according to his riches in glory," here it is, "by Christ Jesus." So the resources you need is in God's glory, and it comes to you by Christ Jesus. Look at somebody and say, "I need some resources." Now tell them, say, "And I'm about to receive some by Christ Jesus and his favor." Yeah, I'm about to get my resources. I'm about to get my influence, and I'm about to get my power. But what I need to do, I need to find out, how do Jesus do things? That's what I need to find out. I need to find out how Jesus, see, we know how things are done in Hollywood because we watch their movies they produce. Come on, we know how that is. We know how the soap operas operate because we watch them. We know how the sitcoms operate because we watch them. We observe them. That's why some of the things we observe, some of the things we hear, we automatically do it without thinking. Because we've heard it enough. We've seen it enough. It's in our subconscious mind. See, you have to understand, you are not a robot, but your subconscious mind is programmable. It's programmable. That's why the Bible tells you to renew your mind. Renew your mind. Renovate your mind. See, get your mind in a place where God can talk to you, where God can convey to you, where God can show you how to do it. Look at somebody and say, "I want him to show me how to do it this year." Yeah. I want him to show me. So Jesus said, "I'm going to show you." He said, "Work with me, cooperate, collaborate with me." He said, "And watch how I do it." Now, then he said a very interesting thing. He said, learn. In order for you to learn, you have to be what? Come on, y'all got it? Y'all said? In order for you to learn, you have to be what? Come on, use the right word. You have to be what? Taught. Y'all saying it. Y'all, man, y'all hesitate. You got it. In order for you to learn, you have to be taught. If you're not taught, you can't learn. Okay, I'm going to say it again. If you're not taught, you cannot learn. So in order for you to learn, you have to be taught. Now, Jesus said, learn here in the Message, the unforced rhythms of grace. He's saying, and grace is favor. He said, learn how favor works. You have to learn how favor works. You have to be taught how favor works. And in the church, we've dishonored favor so much by talking against it. Talking against grace. Saying that grace gives us a license to sin. You don't need a license to sin. You sin without one. You don't need one. What grace does, it teaches you how to appreciate God more. It shows you how to live in God's power, live in God's influence, and live in the resources of God that he has reserved for you before you was born. See, you're talking about, God, I want a house. God say, I had the house before you hit the earth. The proof that the house is there for you is you alive. The proof that the business is there for you is that you alive. The proof that the opportunity is there is because you are alive. God say, I did all of this before you came because I'm a good daddy. See, you understand? God don't think like us. God prepares ahead of time. When God allowed you to get in the earth, God had everything set up for you, but you got to learn how to get it. Look at somebody and say, we have to learn how to get it. Come on, say it again. We have to learn how to get it. He say, learn the unforced. So you have to be taught the word of God. The word of God teaches you how to live in the unforced rhythms of God's grace. How to stay in sync. How to not get out of sync. Get out of order. See, when you get out of order, disorder is inevitable. That means you can't avoid disorder when you get out of order. You can't avoid it. It's going to happen in your life if you get out of the rhythm of God. See, you're going to get out of order. That means disorder going to set up in your life. And when disorder comes, listen to this, confusion come. Because confusion is the brother to disorder. Yeah, those two are brothers. So here he says, listen, he says, the unforced rhythms of grace, the favor of God. Now look what he says here. He says, I won't lay anything heavy on you. He said, I'm not going to put anything on you that you don't have the grace to handle. Look at somebody and say, God will not put anything on you that you don't have the grace to handle. See, that's why it's dangerous for you to try to handle somebody else's assignment. It's dangerous for you to try to operate in what somebody else is doing when you don't have the grace to do it. If God give you the grace to do it, that's when you do it. But if you don't have the grace to do it, stay away from it. You don't want their heartaches. You don't want their tears. You don't want the things they got to go through to get what God is doing in their life. You want to stay in your lane. Look at somebody and say, you want to stay in your favor lane. Yeah, yeah. Stay right in your favor lane. Don't get out your lane because you're going to get in a life wreck. You're going to cause some problems. So stay in your favor lane. Now look what he says here. He says, I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting. He said, I won't put it on you if it don't fit you. Now listen to what God is being plain to us in this last day. He's letting us know things that others before us did not know. He said, I'm not going to put anything ill-fitting. If it don't fit your life, you ain't got to worry. God will not put it on you. He will only put it on you if it fit. And you'll know if it fit if you can operate in it without a burden. If you're operating in life, it is burdensome and it's about to tire you out, wear you out, burn you out. That's not yours. You need to take it off tonight. You need to lay it down tonight. You need to stop carrying something that God did not put on you, because if he put it on you, he will give you the grace to carry it. Look at somebody and say, if God put it on you, he will give you the grace to carry it. All right. Keep company with me, Jesus said, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Keep company, fellowship with me. Hang out with me. Get familiar with Jesus and unfamiliar with others that may not be going in the same direction you are going. Sometime you got to learn how to withdraw. Yeah, so that God can do something in your life that he can only do when you decide to embrace what he's doing. You have to learn how to do that. There has to be a time, because sometimes you're going to outgrow the way that somebody else thinks. You're going to outgrow. And if you steady try to stay in that mode of thinking, you're going to sabotage God's plan and purpose for your life. Okay? So every now and then, you're going to have to separate. Look at somebody and say, every now and then, you would have to separate. He said, keep company with me now. Keep company. Associate with me. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter number 14, I think it's verse 52. He said, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupts good manners. He's talking about evil associations will corrupt your good intentions. Yeah, because see, if you are hanging out with someone, what I mean by this, I'm saying you hanging out with them and they are influencing what you believe. See, I'm not talking about hanging out with them and you influencing them. I'm talking about hanging out with them and you digressing. You're not studying anymore. You're not praying anymore. You're not happy anymore. You don't have no more peace. And guess what? You're hanging around the wrong person. Because if that person is getting your attention to the place that you don't have the peace of God and the joy of God you're supposed to have, that means you're connected with the wrong person. Wow. Wow, that deserved a holler. Glory to God. All right, so we have to understand that Jesus wants us to keep company with him. He wants to show us how to live in this unforced rhythm of God's favor. He wants to show us how to recover our lives. He wants to show us how to pay attention and watch him and see how he does things. Now, favor, if you're writing, you need to write these down because I have some more insight on this word favor. Right? Have some more insight on this word favor. All right? Favor, God's endorsement for your life. When God endorses your life, he sanctions your life. He approves your life. He endorses your life. You know, if you go looking for somebody to endorse you, you're going to look for somebody that has already done what you're trying to do. Okay. And what God is saying in his favor, he said, I'm going to endorse you. Okay. Number two, the material manifestation of Father's blessings on your life. The material manifestation of Father's blessings on your life. Favor starts showing on you. That's why folk get agitated about you because they see something on you that is the result of God's favor. It's not you, it's the favor of God. Look at somebody and say, it's not me, it's the favor of God. Now look him in the eye and say, I can't help because I got favor. Tell him, say, favor better than money. Yeah, I can't help that. See, that's why that invisible force of God's favor on your life begin to become a magnet to resources. A magnet to influence. See, things begin to draw to you. Why? Because you have that favor on your life. Look at somebody and say, things are drawing to me because I have favor on my life. And number three, the strength and power of God enhancing our lives for the gifted services we provide. Let me say it again. The strength and power of God enhancing our lives for the gifted services we provide. We have gifts that come as a result of God's favor and grace that we provide for others. God has gifted each one of us with a gift that will provide service for somebody else. See, in the body of Christ, if you are not serving in your gift, you feel this sense of insignificant. You feel this sense because you're not serving. You're not using your gift. And your gift is who you are. Let me put it. Your gift is who you are. Your job is what you get paid for. And a lot of us don't operate in our gift enough, so we trapped on a job looking for definition. See, when God created Adam, he put Adam in the garden, put Adam in Eden. He put Adam in his presence, and then God utilized Adam's gift and told him to tend the garden and tilled it. See, he didn't give Adam an assignment to make money. He gave Adam an assignment to discover his true self. See, when you discover your true self, can't nobody fire you. Come on, y'all ain't gonna talk to me in here. Can't nobody dismiss you from a job when you discover your true self. Because if they dismiss you from that job, guess what? Your true self will find another one. Why? You can't find me from my assignment. You might not like me, but you can't get rid of me. Because that's who I am. That's what God designed me to do. And that's the same for you. God designed you to do a certain thing. And this season, you got to find your favor gift. Stop settling for getting paid. Y'all ain't going to talk to me in here. Stop settling for getting paid, because you're worth more than that wage that they're paying you. Come on. Are y'all here with me? Look at somebody and say, I'm worth more. Yeah, yeah. Don't you know when you get that check and you tired at the end of the week and you get that check and you look at it, I know in your mind you say, I'm worth more than this here. Why? So you got to find your grace gift. Look at somebody and say, you have to find your grace gift. Yeah. Now, I'm going to push it this year. I'm going to push it this year, because you don't need to go into another year not knowing what you're supposed to do. You need to know what you're supposed to do. You need to stop seeking God for the stuff and find out your gift, and the gift will bring the stuff to you. Yeah, look at somebody and say, I need to find out my gift. Yeah, yeah. I need to find out my assignment so my favor can start working for me. Yeah, because you be looking and admiring other folk when God's favor is working on their life. What about you? Look at somebody and say, I got a gift too. Tell them, say, and my gift going to look good on me. Come on, come on. Look at somebody and say, my gift going to look good on me. If you got a gift to sing, guess what? That gift going to look good on you. If you got a gift to teach, that gift going to look good on you. If you got a gift to administrate, if you got a gift to prophesy, if you got a gift to be an entrepreneur, that gift going to look good on you. You ain't got to get stuck in these four walls, but you got to find out what God designed you to do. And stop meandering around in life. You know, that meandering means you're just going, you know, about in life, not knowing what's going on in your life. You got to stop meandering around in life, and you got to start finding a purpose for why you're getting up in the morning. Yeah, you got to find out your why. See, let me tell you something. If you never find out your why, you'll never be able to get to the place where people who know how be working for you. See, people who know how always work for somebody who know why. The people who employ you know why you doing what you doing. You just got to turn the tables and become the head and not the tail. And start finding out what your why is. Finding out what your definition is, so that God's grace can get on that thing, and so you can become an employer. Look at somebody and say, in this season, I shall employ. Come on, come on. Don't be afraid to say it. Come on, say it by faith. I don't care where you're at. I don't care what kind of job you got. The favor of God can get on you, and in 24 hours, he can turn things around for you. Why? Because favor don't have a respect of time. Favor is not trapped by minutes and hours and seconds, days and weeks and years. Favor is eternal. Favor can step into time and change the course of your life. Look at somebody and say, I'm seeking my gift. To define my purpose, that I would know who I am. Yeah, and that's the person God's favor is looking for. His favor is looking for you to get to that place where you find out who you are and get comfortable in your skin and stop accepting somebody else's identity of you. Mm-hmm. Stop accepting it, because your favor is not going to work when somebody else tried to identify you based on their opinion. Mm-hmm. Look at somebody and say, no more, no more, no more. Yeah, God delivered me about 6 years ago. He said, son, I'm delivering you from the opinions of others. What a freedom. What a freedom, because you can say whatever you want. I'm still going to be staying. And I'm going to be staying gifted. I'm going to be staying anointed. I'm anointed if I'm in tennis shoes. I'm anointed if I'm in hard shoes. I'm anointed. It doesn't matter if I'm laying down, waking up. I wake up anointed. Why? Because I found out what I'm supposed to do. I found out what my gift is. So I don't have to work up my gift. I just wake up. Look at somebody and say, you don't have to work your gift up. Tell them, say, just wake up. Ha ha. Woosha. Look at somebody and say, just wake up. Yeah, you ain't got to be trying to work it up. Oh, I'm working on my gift. No, no, no. Your gift is who you are. Just wake up. Look at somebody and say, it's time to wake up now. Yeah, you've been sleeping on yourself. looking around and admiring others about them being successful. It's time for you to be successful. It's time for you to be that head. It's time for you not to be the tail. It's time for you to be leading instead of following somebody. Look at somebody and say, it's time for me to do it now. Come on, say it by faith. It's time for me to do it right now. Don't let that devil try to back you down. He'll cause you to look at your circumstance to determine your future. Your circumstance don't determine your future. Your God do. Your God determines where you're going to be at from here to the next minute, the next moment, the next hour, the next year. Don't be looking at what you're going through. What you're going through is preparing you for where you're going. Look at somebody and say, I won't be stuck this year. Tell them, say, I got too much favor on me. Come on, say it again. I got too much favor on me. Yeah, I'm not going to be stuck. I pray when y'all go to sleep tonight that God give you dreams and visions about your gifting. That's my prayer. I pray that you be sleepless until you discover who you are. Mm-hmm. That's my prayer. I've been praying it too. I say, God, let them discover who they are. Because my objective as a pastor is to get you in your purpose. Once I get you in your purpose, you become responsible for who you are. That's my job, to get you in your assignment, not to get you happy. You can get happy anywhere. You don't even have to go to church to get happy. You can get happy anywhere. And there's a lot of happy churches that'll make you jump, shout, and jump over and bend over, tear down pews and everything else. But do you know what you're supposed to be doing? That's my job. Do you know what you're supposed to be doing? My job is to get you there. Look what he says here. My God, I feel him tonight now. Mm-hmm, I feel him tonight. Now, let me give you an acronym for favor. Acronym for favor. F, fully. A, anointed. Vessels, V. Overflowing, O. Ridiculously, R. Favor. Fully anointed vessels, overflowing ridiculously. Look at somebody and say, I'm overflowing ridiculously this year. See, I'm speaking because y'all going to be coming back telling me testimonies on how you overflowing, how you can't hold all that you have, how the anointing is flowing so heavy in your life. You just walk by somebody and they say, I felt something. Come on, I'm going to say that again. You just walk by them and they say, I felt something. Why? Because you are fully. You are fully. Look at somebody say, I'm overflowing. Tell them, say, I'm fully anointed. I'm a vessel. Overflowing ridiculously. Yeah, overflowing ridiculously. Now, in Job chapter number 10, verse number 12, Job said, you have granted me life and favor. In Job chapter number 10, verse number 12. Hear Job say, you granted me, you've given to me life and favor. Life, you know, life in the Greek is the word zoe. And God say, through Job, you granted me life and favor. So were you in the God kind of life, favor automatically is activated on you. When you're in the God kind of life, the life that Jesus said, I come to give to you. Abundant life to the full until it overflows. Somebody say Zoe life. Now look what he says again. Job chapter 10 verse 12. He says, you have granted me life and favor, and your care has preserved my spirit. Now look what he says here now. He say, listen, you've given me life. You've given me favor, and your care for me, God, has kept my spirit. See, favor gets you in the position where God began to keep you when you cannot keep yourself. See, notice what he said. Go to 1 Peter chapter number 5. See, to care for someone, to protect someone, to make sure that they're furnished fully with everything that they need. To care for them. Yeah, to care for them. To take on the responsibility of making sure that they have everything they need. Now look what Peter in 1 Peter chapter number 5 says here. He says, verse number 7, he said, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Plural, cares continuously. Continuously. See, favor puts you in that position where the care of God is never questioned. Write that down. Favor puts you in the position where the favor of God is never questioned. Because it's a continual thing. God continuously cares for you. Every day he's care. That's why he say, cast your cares to me. You throw your cares off on me. Stop trying to carry what you are not responsible for. He say, cast your anxieties. Cast your worries. Cast those unnecessary concerns. See, in favor, what God does when you embrace it and accept it, he takes all the stress and the strain out of your life. See, and a part of that stress and strain coming out of your life is you casting your cares on him and letting God properly take care of you. Look at somebody and say, in this season, God shall properly take care of me. Yeah, he shall properly take care of me. All right, open Psalms 30 and 5. Psalms 30 and 5. He says, for his anger is but for a moment. His anger is but for a moment. You know, sometimes, you know, when things are not working right for us, you know, sometimes we think God is angry at us, you know, upset with us, frustrated with us, you know, impatient with us. You know, we think sometimes, you know, he's angry. But here the psalmist said, if he do get angry with you or with me, it's only for a moment. His anger don't last long. Why? Because his favor always have you and I at heart. Look what he says. His favor, though, is for life. His anger is but for a moment, but God's favor is for a lifetime. Look at somebody and say, I have a lifetime assurance of God's favor. See, that's why God can't stay mad with you long. Because he is so anxious to show you his favor. You ever got mad with somebody and you like them so much you couldn't stay mad with them long? You just got mad with them. And all of a sudden you seen them and the madness you were with them, it just disappeared. Look at somebody and say, when you got a friend like that, that's a friend indeed. Yeah, yeah. And that's how God is toward you and I. And then he went into that prolific scripture that we always quote. He said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. All of this is the favor of God in the child of God's life. See, God won't let you stay in sorrow long. His favor will always come to your rescue because his favor is a part of him that's saying, I like you, I love you too much to let you stay down. You got that? All right. Proverbs chapter number 8, verse 35. Or Psalms. Go to Psalms 89 and 17. Give you some scriptures tonight, some favor scriptures tonight, all right? Psalms 89, 17. Look what it says here. For you are the glory of their strength, and in your favor our horn is exalted. See, now he's looking at favor as something that gives us the strength that we need. Because that word horn is a symbol of strength. It's a ram's horn. And you will hear scripture refer to it, you know, as the horn of the altar. It's the strength of the child of God. It's the anointed strength because with that same horn, it is also used to put oil in it and pour that oil on the one God is anointing. Okay, you got it? Okay, so he says here that with the favor of God, he say, in your favor, our horn is exalted. Our strength is exalted. Now listen to this here. Now this is what's going to bless you. When God's favor hits your life, promotion comes. That's what that exalted is talking about. Promotion hits your life when favor comes. Look at somebody and say, promotion has hit my life because of favor. Promotion has hit my life because of favor. Proverbs 8 and 35. It says, for whoever finds me wisdom, referring to wisdom, and wisdom is the ability to solve problems. Say that with me. Say, wisdom is the ability to solve problems. Yeah. There's such thing as an anointing of wisdom. Yeah. It's an anointing. Go to Isaiah chapter 11. Isaiah chapter 11. There's an anointing of wisdom. You have the ability to solve problems. You become a problem solver. A problem solver. You anointed to solve. See, you sometimes you're wondering why God will allow you to get involved with somebody that have many problems.